Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, April 29th, 2013. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a good weekend to get out there and do some of the gardening as the garden continues to recover from kind of a difficult winter. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Intelligent Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We're live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we're podcasting the program, which means you can hear the program anytime, anywhere. We usually podcast it within about an hour of its conclusion to buckmastershow.com. Then we go to tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com, the program available there. And we have links to get you to my website on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. That's gvnews.com. And the homepage of Blog for Arizona. That's blogforarizona.com. We'll get this show rolling down the track this Monday afternoon with our regular Monday feature, the Political Face-Off, today featuring commentators John Munger and Vince Rabago. Then we will have a newsmaker interview with the newly announced Arizona gubernatorial candidate, State Senator Al Melvin of Saddlebrook. If you have a question or comment for John or Vince, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. John Munger is a Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, and Vince Rabago, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General, also in 2010. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Moe is the gentleman that I always recommend. If you have anything that needs to be framed, like I do, and we'll be coming to see Mo very soon, I recommend Mo's. Vince and John, how was the weekend?
Great weekend. Another day in paradise.
Yeah.
Great weekend. Weather's warming up. I've got my big iced tea in front of me here. I'm drinking as we start the show, and just excited for this great week here in Tucson.
How many ounces is that? That
thing's got to be about a 44-ounce iced tea.
But
No sugar, by the way. Just iced tea.
And John, you took it easy over
played golf.
Yeah, just hung in there.
Rode horses. It's great.
Both of you gentlemen are former statewide candidates from Tucson, so I thought it would be interesting to start the show today. We have Senator Melvin waiting in the wings. He's going to talk about why he decided to run for governor. John, you did run for governor in 2010. Being from Tucson, what was that like, trying to get the message and your name out there around? It's a big state.
Well, it's a huge state. It's the fifth largest state in the country, geographically. It's very hard to get your name out. It's hard to generate enough money to run a campaign. You know, Phoenicians, I love Phoenix. I like Phoenicians just fine. But they, of course, focus on their own. And that's where the votes are in the Republican Party. And it's tough. In 2010, we thought would be a vacant position running with Janet Napolitano leaving. I got kind of blindsided by the fact that when she left, Jan Brewer stepped in to take over her spot, so suddenly I was running against an incumbent. Mm-hmm. Al Melvin will not have that situation, but there are a lot of very strong Phoenicians running, all of whom have been out there for a while and have their constituency. So it's going to be tough.
And John, it's not like you didn't spend a lot of time up in Phoenix.
You were up there huge amounts of time in Phoenix.
I recall you were up there
all the time.
Two, three times a week easily.
Three, 4 days a week and all over the state. So it's a very, very challenging deal. And I wish Al the best. It can be done, but it's tough.
It's been a long time since it was done from Tucson. And Vince, you are facing kind of a similar problem, again, a Tucson candidate going statewide.
I think my situation was different in the sense that I did not. I was the last one in, and I didn't formally jump in until the actual election year, which was 2010. And that's awful late to be jumping in. But at the same time, I knew I really didn't want to let that opportunity go. And it was the one, that one opportunity where it's an open race, so to speak. And so once I was able to get myself in a position financially to leave my office there with the Attorney General's office, I jumped in. But of course, it was very late, and the other two candidates had been going for almost a year campaigning. One who was a very well-known politician in the Phoenix area, David Lujan, who was the former Senate minority leader, if I recall correctly, or it might have been the House leader, excuse me. And then the other was Felicia Rodellini, superintendent of financial institutions. And she was running on private funds. And Mr. Lujan was initially running on private funds and switched over. It can be done, but you have to be in the position to be able to raise that money and have that name ID already, or have been working at it for 2 years in advance in a substantial way. Look at the uniqueness of Rich Carmona, who was the closest to come to winning a statewide office from the Tucson area in many years, and I think he lost by just 3 points. And so if you look at those factors, he already had national name ID. He was the U.S. Surgeon General, and he ran privately, and I don't know how much money he ultimately raised, but we were talking probably upwards, up to $10 million, not including probably the outside money that got spent on that race. John's right. You got to be able to have your name ID where the votes are, so to speak, in the greater Phoenix area, number one. And then you have to build that constituency and get your name across the state and be able to come out of that primary unscathed.
And it's also tough, Bill. The people you're running against, in Al's case, in my case, I was not a standing elected official.
Right.
And very frankly, it's very tough when you're running against elected officials or people in office. I will just tell you openly, Jan Brewer made it very clear as the sitting governor when I ran that if the people that supported me, their bills were not going to get passed. They were going to get vetoed. And so if you supported anybody but Jan Brewer in my election, you were done. So that made it tough. Al isn't facing that problem because he's not running against an incumbent. So that'll be easier for him. Al's strategy is going to be that there are so many people running from Phoenix that what he's going to want to try to do is divide up those votes in Phoenix and then keep a solid block from Tucson and come in and win a plurality in the primary. And that is going to be the strategy. So there's five or six candidates running from Phoenix. If he can divide those up and then come in with a solid block from Tucson and the rest of the state, he could win that. That's the strategy.
The problem is that Al Melvin is going to try to run in a clean elections capacity. And the legislature has just recently amended those election financing laws to make it very easy for big dollar donors, individual donors, to give substantial sums of money. I think it's up to $5,000, something like that, which is just amazing. They've gone from 420 a person per cycle to almost $5,000.
That's going
to
pour a lot of money into
the private races, and so. It's very difficult to run under those circumstances. And the other thing is he's got really, other than being a legislator from this area, I don't think he has any real constituency statewide. I don't think he has any real name ID statewide. And he's running on some ideas that were mentioned in the article where he was being announced right now are clearly against the Constitution of the state of Arizona. And he wants to run on the idea that we should change these things. I think John will agree.
Tort reform and school vouchers.
Sure. And you can talk about specific policies, but I think John would agree that you got to have a vision for the state, and you can't run uphill against ideas that are already sort of enshrined in the Constitution. You got to come up with something that's going to be a positive vision for the economy, growing jobs. That was John's plan was jobs and education, if I remember. And you got to have that kind of a vision. And so I think, I know John's being respectful, and Melvin is a member of his party, but I don't think his election is going to get off to a very fast start, and I think it's going to come to a very quick end.
All right. Well, before we do take the break, Fred Duvall on the Democratic side, you were mentioning, John, on the there's no shortage of candidates on the Republican side, but Fred on the Democratic side is a guy that is an attractive candidate.
I think Fred's very attractive candidate.
You know, he has
roots. He's got good ideas, too.
He has roots here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Go back a long way, the Duvall family, and he's got Phoenix, too. So there's a case where somebody may be able to play up the two.
I got to tell you, I think Fred is perfectly positioned to run a very, very strong campaign. And anybody that underestimates the strength of Fred Duvall's campaign is making a huge mistake. He's going to be a very strong candidate. If I had to lay odds right now, I would lay odds that he would be a slight favorite to win. He certainly is not unbeatable. But he's going to be a very strong candidate.
All right, we're going to take a break right here on the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here, and Vince Ribago will be right back after we listen to the lineup of people who support the Buckmaster Show. Please support them. Thank you. Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon on KVOI AM 1030. The Monday Political Face-Off with Vince Ribago and John Munger is sponsored by Moe's Gowring and Fine Framing. Moe's Gowring and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgowry.com. Moe is the gentleman who can take care of all of your framing needs, and believe me, if you're worried about, well, hanging all of the things you have, Mo will take care of all that. He'll come out to the house and do all the measuring as well. John and Vince, we've been talking about Al Melvin, who will be joining us in a few minutes to talk about his gubernatorial candidacy. Arizona is moving ahead, John, with expanded school voucher plan. Generally, are you on board with school vouchers?
Oh, I'm 100% on board with school vouchers. You know, school vouchers are essentially very similar to the same as charter schools, which the liberals opposed also. And charter schools have proven to be a very strong incentive in form of competition with the public schools, and our charter schools are doing a great job. Vouchers will allow a child to select what school they want to go to. Now, what is wrong with that? I can't imagine what is wrong with forcing the schools to compete to get a student to come to that school. I think rather than forcing a student to come to that school, I can't see anybody that will lose from that other than the teachers' unions.
How about the public schools, Vince? Will they lose?
They will lose. And that the reality is, you know, I don't like to call this a school voucher plan. I call this a school vulture plan, because what they're trying to do is kill the public education system as we know it. You know, inherent in this issue and sort of the misconception that is out there, it's right there present in what John said. He's saying we need to give them a choice. The issue is we already have that choice. For example, here, your second largest school district in the state with TUSD, you can go to any school you want. It's open enrollment. So this idea, and you can go to a charter school. So the idea that this is all about choice is a false argument, because the choice is already there. In fact, when you talk about charter schools, they're defeating their own argument, because they've been around since 1994. That's running close on 20 years. And private schools have been around since the founding of this country. So there's always been that choice. But now with public charter schools being around for 20 years, the reality, this is more about trying to destroy public education. And I think really what is sort of the big red flag that pops up from John's answer is they're concerned about trying to kill teachers' unions. This isn't about helping our kids. They believe that this is just tied to teachers' unions. Let's kill the public education system and feast on its bones. But that's the wrong culprit. Do we have failing schools? Yes. Do we have things that need to be fixed? Yes. But yesterday, there was a Stanford education professor penned a really astounding and I think very insightful opinion piece that was published in the New York Times called No Rich Kid Left Behind. What is driving the failure of the educational system is not what we have been looking at, which is this issue of let's give them choice or let's fix the schools and give them a failing grade. It's the income gap that has grown. You can show every kid that does poorly on tests, typically, this is a broader generalization, but it's tied to the socioeconomic background. And what his research has shown is that over the last 30 years, there's been about a 40% increase in the education, the income gap between those students that are doing poor and those students that are doing better. So the bigger the income gap, then the poorer the students, you know, you can show the numbers there. Well, so what we need to do is invest in that issue, but also in the early education issue before you get to kindergarten.
It's all about economics.
Well, yeah, it's the wrong culprit.
I'm not disputing that. I think there is a socioeconomic gap, and it's growing in this country. It's growing for reasons that you and I disagree on. It's growing because of the greater government, not because we've reduced government. The greater the government, the larger the socioeconomic gaps are going to be, because that's the way the system works. That's the ironic, unintended consequences of big government. But you...
What does that have to do with the schools, though, John?
It doesn't. What you're postulating has nothing to do with the schools. Choice is a good thing. Choice is one mechanism to give people additional freedom. And freedom results in competition. And I will tell you, but for the competition that arose from charter schools, we would not have any improvements going on in the public schools today. They're being forced to compete. And the more we can force them to compete, the better off we will be and the better they will be at the public school level. Now, I see no reason why a poor child should not have the right to use the state funding that they use to go to a school to select any school, any place they want to go. That is their choice. And the government and the liberals have no right to restrict those choices. Now, Vince says, oh, they already have those choices.
They do have those choices.
No, the fact of the matter is they don't. Because the only place—
I'm not going to my school district. My school.
The only way you can get into schools in TUSD is in TUSD schools. You can't go to schools outside TUSD. And you can't go to some school someplace else. You can't.
You can go to a charter, John.
You can go to a charter
That's
school,
exactly
but you
right.
can't go out TUSD. And you can't. You can't go.
You're saying
you can't go
outside
to South
the
Point.
District.
Yeah. You can't go outside the district.
You can't.
You can't go to a parochial school. That's baloney. People should have the right to spend their school money where they want to spend it.
Okay. The reality is you can't give state monies to people to go directly to a parochial school.
Why?
That's because it's against the Arizona Constitution.
No,
it's in the
isn't.
Arizona Constitution.
No,
yes,
it isn't.
There's been case law about that.
Well,
that's why they had these various tuition programs to try to get around that, the tuition credit programs.
Well, what I'm saying, Vince, is that's incorrect.
But no, that's your
wrong interpretation of the Constitution.
Here's what's happening. This choice to go to charter schools, to go to private schools, is out there. This is the Trojan horse. The word choice is the Trojan horse by which they seek to be like a vulture on the public education system. So rather than fixing a system and looking at these real issues like that were posited yesterday as to why you have the decline.
Do both.
The problem is they're taking the funds that are needed for public education. It's like getting a sick patient coming into your office and say, you know what, you're doing really poorly, so we're not going to use any funds to help you out. We're going to take those funds and give it to somebody else.
Vince, nobody is talking about taking money.
It is. That's exactly
if you
what this
is. If you want to have more welfare programs to fix the socioeconomic gap, fine, do it. But that's got nothing to do with the schools.
That's
money
not what I'm
for
saying.
The school vouchers is staying in the school system someplace. Nobody's taking
it's
that
taken
money.
Out of public system.
Well, that's got nothing to do with your socioeconomic gap.
No,
and
but
the people, Vince, the people that are gonna benefit from this program are the people in the lower socioeconomic group who otherwise can't afford to go to schools outside their school district, can't afford to go to the better private schools. They just can't afford it, whether they're secular or not. And frankly, that is not government interference. The government is not the one telling anybody they go to a public or a Catholic school or wherever they want to go, or Christian school. The government is not doing that. People are taking their money, and they have a right to put it where they want. That's different than the government dictating that you go to a certain Christian or Jewish or Muslim school. It's different.
Okay, so let me have my piece now. The reality is since Thomas Jefferson, one of the fundamental shining lights of America has been a public education system whereby people have an equal opportunity to get that education and achieve. And what has happened over the last 30-plus years is these efforts to undermine the public education system and privatize it. This is just one more example of knocking out a leg of the public education system under the guise of saying, oh, this is your money. Go use it on however you want. Public, private schools, parochial schools, go do what you want. And taking that money from a system that is clearly in need of it, from schools that are clearly in need of those funds, and giving it to, oh, go do it, under the guise of saying big government's bad. That's really what's happening here, and they're harming the children, because the reality, this is more about other issues. So they're using this idea of failing schools, it's the wrong culprit, and they're using it to undermine one of the greatest American programs and ideas that has ever existed. And they want to just keep hammering this idea, government bad, therefore public schools bad.
Freedom is good, Vince.
See, so that's what
I'm
they want to
freedom.
Do. Well, Well, let hey, I'm for freedom too, but guess where our freedoms come from? Thomas Jefferson and all of our founding fathers would appreciate where we've come. And I'll tell you one other thing. You know what that researcher from Stanford found? That our numbers, for example, and there's a book that came out also that talked about these issues, the average test scores on the nation's report card have been rising since the 70s, substantially in math and slowly in reading. And in fact, if you looked at grandparents and great-grandparents today, today, kids' IQ is 10 points higher. So kids are reading and performing on math at 2 years higher level. 9-year-olds are doing better than 11-year-olds did in the 70s. We're doing better. We need to fix issues, but we are not dealing with a failing
freedom,
system.
Freedom, Vince. Give people a choice. Give them freedom.
The Monday thank you, gentlemen, both for coming in today. Thanks a lot. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama nominating the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, to head his Department of Transportation. Law enforcement patrols have been increased outside a school in a small Northern California town where the search goes on for the man who stabbed an 8-year-old girl to death in her home. Despite an increase in Social Security taxes at the start of the year, U.S. consumers don't appear to be ready to stop spending. The government reports consumers spent 3.2% more in the first quarter of the year than they did in the previous quarter. The U.S.-led military coalition says 7 people are dead after a civilian cargo aircraft crashed at an airfield north of the Afghan capital. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 104 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has 2 locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City's signature event is coming up. That's May 24th through the 26th, Memorial Day weekend, the Silver City Blues Festival, the 18th annual. Silver City and Grant County, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Many wonderful places to stay, including Cottage of Whispering Canyon, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park. You can find out more about the Blues Festival and Silver City by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. It's 12:35 on this Monday afternoon. I am joined in studio now by State Senator Al Melvin, a Republican from Saddlebrook. Senator Melvin, good to see you.
It's great to be here again, John.
Well, it's good to talk with you about your candidacy for, this is not an official candidacy because I guess you have to say it's exploratory that you're going for governor because you can't say it's official and then you would have to, I guess, resign your state Senate position. Is that correct?
Right. I think at least once during the interview we have to say that it's an exploratory committee for governor, yes.
Well, it was interesting to hear John Munger, former 2010 Republican candidate for governor, and Vince Ribago, who was a Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General, both gentlemen from Tucson who tried to run for statewide office. And you heard driving in, you were listening to the show, how they were articulating, Senator Melvin, how difficult a time they had gaining statewide support.
Well, I didn't catch that part of the interview, but you did mention it just before we went on the air. You know, I don't look at that as a problem for me. I really don't. I think my track record as a conservative Reagan Republican and just my background, my education, my experience is more important than the fact that I happen to live south of the Gila River. I really do. When I compare myself to others who are mentioned in the race, I believe that I'm the most conservative on the Republican side. I'm the only veteran in the group in either party. And the bold positions that I'm taking, a universal school voucher for all children, that came up in the previous interview.
Yeah, we were talking about in the second portion of our interview about school vouchers.
Yes.
Which is one of your key platforms.
Yes, pieces. And Texas-style tort reform, which is something that should appeal to each and every doctor in the state and probably tick off every trial lawyer in the state. So these bold issues that I'm convinced will make Arizona the most prosperous state in the nation are the more important things than where any individual candidate happens to live.
Now, the Arizona Supreme Court did rule in 2009 that if lawmakers want a voucher program, they would need voter approval.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, in the United States, we've got about 35 states that have a Blaine Amendment, which goes back to the early 1900s. A congressman, or I believe he was in the Congress, he could have been in the Senate, by the name of Blaine, pushed through this concept where public monies could not be used for parochial schools. It was really an anti-Catholic, anti-religious type of legislation. And what I would like to see, just like we had over 26 states band together to fight Obamacare. I would like to see a similar effort to get rid of the Blaine Amendment once and for all, because our public K through 12 system in the United States is not working very well. We spend more money than any country in the world, yet for over 20 years we ranked 20th and below in math and science and all critical areas. We cannot remain a world-class country with this abysmal record. We need, as John Munger said, we need a maximum school choice, rigorous competition, just like we have at the college level. We need it at the K through 12 level.
State Senator Al Melvin is with us. We're talking about his run for governor of Arizona. This is the Bill Buckmaster Show. Chris Moncada called. Actually, he Facebooked us. Chris is a Benson City Councilman. First of all, he wanted to thank you, Senator Melvin, for your support of the film tax credit. Unfortunately, that did not go very far. I was hoping that that would pass. And he'd also like you to give him an update on proposed changes to the TPT. I think that's the changing the tax formula that the cities say would hurt them so bad. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I urge all of our listeners to keep a broad mind on this. First of all, thanks for the shout out on the film bill. I incurred a heavy resistance from some ultra-right organizations on that, but I looked at it as a jobs bill, and I really believe it was the right thing to do, and we need to rejuvenate that industry in Arizona. But on the sales tax, the key point here is we are one of four states out of 50 where every city and town taxes a chain-type operation individually. If you're Circle K or Walgreens, you turn in 90 to 100 pieces of paper every year in filing your annual taxes. But in 46 states, if you're in Florida or any of those 46, it's one piece of paper. It's one sales tax for the whole state. You could only be audited by one entity, the state. But we're one of these four where it takes 90 to 100 pages because you're being taxed by the 91 cities and towns, and all of them can audit you. This is a job killer. We have to get this thing fixed and once and for all. Another aspect of this is the taxing of online sales, which is working its way through Washington right now. We have to have this legislation here in Arizona to put ourselves in position so we can tax online sales and protect our brick and mortar stores that are being beaten down by the fact that
people shop a lot on the internet.
They do. And now the one issue that's left is what they call construction sales tax. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to come to an agreement with the cities and towns on that to keep them whole. I'm convinced that we are, but I realize that those towns that have a lot of growth, like Marana, are worried because they don't have a Home Depot or a Lowe's in their area. So Oro Valley does. So Oro Valley would reap the benefits of the point of sale tax, and Marana would not. So we're working our way through it. I feel confident we're going to get it done. But the overall package is critical to the state. And I'm reminded of a saying, to serve a cause greater than oneself. You know, we all have to look at the state overall because the current system is a job killer.
Senator Al Melvin is with us. We took a Facebook question. We'll now take anybody that would like to call in, 790 2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Senator Melvin, who was talking about not only the current legislative session, but his run as a Republican for governor of the state of Arizona. This would be a good time here to take a break. Again, 790-2040. Call us, and then we'll get you on the air right after the break with Senator Melvin. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media, or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Looking for a cool getaway this July? I highly recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon at 12:46. I am Bill Buckmaster, and with me in studio at KVOI is State Senator Al Melvin, who has formed an exploratory committee, a committee that will make it official in January that he is a Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. Jim Kelly is with us. Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Thank you for letting me on. Senator Melvin, I would very much like to hear more about nuclear fuels reprocessing and why it would be a good job generator for the state of Arizona.
Well, thank you for the question, Jim. First of all, I'd like to sum up the whole thing about energy and what type of energy and our future in one word: water. Where is our future water going to come from? And I can answer it with one word: desalination. 75% of the world's surface is water, 90% is salt water. I believe we need to enter an agreement with California and Mexico for desalination plants to trade them affordable, plentiful, and reliable electricity from more nuclear reactors in Arizona, where they can run those desalination plants, keep that water, but give us barter electricity for some of their Colorado River water rights, which flow into our canals. Solar and wind will not cut it. They're only 1-2% of total electrical generation. So that's why nuclear is so important. As we build more nuclear plants, which I want to do, there is used nuclear fuel. Rather than burying it in a mountain, as proposed at Yucca Mountain in Nevada, I think we should recycle it as the French do. 96% can be recycled into new usable fuel, leaving only 3-4% left to be disposed of. That's my proposal, to do the recycling, which needs to be done for the industry in our country, would be a huge job creator to the tune of about, I would say, 35,000 jobs once the facility was built in our state.
Senator Al Melvin with us. Senator Melvin handed me his campaign priorities: jobs, public safety, K-12 reform, tax regulatory and tort reform, water, energy, and transportation, federal lands, health care, government transparency, federal funds, pro-life and traditional family, no-kill animal shelters throughout the state by 2020, and then innovation and best practices.
Does Jim still...
No, Jim has left us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, about your campaign priorities.
Yes. Well, the three really big ones are, I want to put everyone back to work. I believe we can make Arizona the most prosperous state in the union, but there are several things we need to do. In my view, universal school choice, where every child in the state has $9,000, which is roughly what we're spending now, where the parent can choose the school of their choice for their children, regardless of family income, regardless of zip code. And I know that good old American competition will kick in. Bad schools will go away. Good ones will multiply. I was mentioning tort reform, Texas-style tort reform. When they did this in Texas, three things happened. Lawyers started leaving the state, doctors started arriving, and business flourished. And then finally, going after the federal lands, the land forests controlled by the Forest Service and BLM, working with other mountainous states to convert that federal land to state land so we can properly manage our forests.
How are you going to structure your campaign? What kind of organization will you have?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Bill, I am the only veteran in the race.
You're a captain, retired as a captain from the Navy Reserve, and of course served in the Merchant Marine.
Yes. A Navy captain is the equivalent of a full colonel in the Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps. So that's my plan is to visit all 15 counties, all 91 cities and towns. I want to go to every American Legion and VFW post. I'm also a Rotarian and an Elk. I want to go to every one of those lodges and clubs throughout the state.
There must be a lot of those.
There's a lot of them, and I want to go to each and every one of them. I'm Catholic. I'm in the Knights of Columbus, and I'd like to visit every Knight of Columbus Council. But I've got, as I was saying, who I believe is the best Republican conservative political consultant in the state is running my campaign, Constantine Garrard. He's my consultant. He's been with me for 8 years. Every conservative Republican in the Arizona Senate and House has ties to him. He helped put them there. So as I said, I've learned three things from the Romney campaign. One, I think obviously he lost, so the organization, there was something not right there. I'm going to make sure that I will have the best organization, and I will with Constantine with me. Second, I don't believe Romney properly defined himself. Being on your show and other media, I will define myself. And I would ask people to check out VoteAlMelvin.com. And then third, from the Romney campaign, I will defend myself. He didn't. I will. Anytime I'm attacked by an op-ed or any other type of media, I will defend myself.
You're going to be all over it. Al Melvin is with us, Senator Melvin, yes. And now, how are you going to fund this campaign?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm going to be a clean elections candidate. When I collect 5,000 signatures and $5,005, I will qualify for clean elections funding at $750,000 for the primary and $1 million for the general. When people ask me, but Al, you're a conservative, how can you be a clean elections candidate? My answer is this whole clean election setup was put together by the left, by the Democratic Party, in the hopes of getting more of their own people elected, and the opposite has happened. I am in the Senate today because of clean elections. As a newcomer, I would not have been able to raise the money to win this Senate seat. And likewise, I'm not an independent millionaire. And I think it's ironic, and I just have to laugh that the opposite has happened. Clean elections is helping good conservatives like me get elected.
Will the Medicaid expansion be defeated that the governor is pushing?
It has to be defeated. We're working as hard as we can. Thanks for asking the question, Bill. Because we believe if this thing ever goes through, Arizona will never have a balanced budget again in the history of the state. When you add 300,000 people and another 30,000 to take care of them, it's a train wreck. And we have to stop it, and we will.
And the budget cannot be dealt with until this Medicaid expansion. Is that correct?
That's right.
We're facing a prospect here of maybe no budget before the end of the fiscal year.
It could happen, or yeah. Or longer.
Uh-huh.
In the first year that I was at the Senate, 2009, we went to December. But we had inherited a budget from Napolitano, but this could drag on. As the governor, she's pretty tough in these matters, but we are too, because we know we have to have a balanced budget, and we can't have it with this scheme of hers to expand Medicaid.
And how much do you think you have the votes right now?
Yes.
You do think you have them to defeat it?
I do. Not only the votes, but the leadership in the Senate president to make it happen.
Okay, getting back to the campaign.
Yep.
So now you're going to be a busy guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, every weekend you're going to be out probably visiting the different places in the state.
Yes. That's my plan, and I'm looking forward to it. I really believe, you know, one thing I've learned since I've been in the Senate, which is starting my fifth year, is politics is education. The people need to be educated about what the plans and the policies are, and I have to educate myself. And it's not unlike President Reagan when he had a vision to bring down the Soviet Union. And when he convinced the American people this was the right thing to do, just like I have a plan to make Arizona the most prosperous state in the nation, I know the people will agree with me.
Senator Melvin, thank you very much. People can find out more at
VoteLMelvin.com. VoteLMelvin.com. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you. Senator L. Melvin with us on The Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on The Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan Water. Culligan offers the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. Our thanks to Culligan Water. All of our guests are supplied with Culligan Water, and we haven't had one complaint yet. Well, why would we? Culligan simply tastes better. John C. Scott Show is this afternoon from 3 to 5 on KVOI, The Voice. Then tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. They'll be talking about the fourth annual Eric Height Foundation softball tournament, May 11th, and also the 100th anniversary of U.S. soccer. They'll be talking about that with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thank you for joining us this Monday afternoon. I hope you have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.